Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, James G. Blaine. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for diving into the pages of history and unearthing the stories that have shaped our world. Today, we're turning back the clock to the late 19th century to explore the life and political career of a man who was a dominant force in the Republican Party and almost became president of the United States, James G. Blaine. So, who was James G. Blaine? At his core, Blaine was a politician with a capital P, known for his charismatic oratory, shrewd political maneuvers, and a career marked by both brilliance and controversy. Born on January 31, 1830, in West Brownsville, Pennsylvania, James Gillespie Blaine grew up in a time when America was rapidly changing. The nation was expanding, and with each new state, fierce debates about slavery and governance raged. It was the perfect backdrop for a charismatic individual to take the stage of politics. Blaine started his journey as a teacher and then as an editor for a Pennsylvania newspaper, which, let's be honest, is a pretty traditional route for a budding politician. He honed his communication skills, and by the age of 31, he was ready to enter the political arena as a member of the Maine House of Representatives. It didn't take long for Blaine to climb the ranks. He had a knack for speaking, a head for policy, and an ability to charm and forge alliances. By 1863, during the Civil War, Blaine had been elected to the United States House of Representatives. And if you think that was impressive, just wait. He became the Speaker of the House by 1869. The rapidity of his ascendancy was nothing short of meteoric. Now, while Blaine was noted for his efforts to modernize the national economy and promote education, his career wasn't without its hiccups. Take the infamous Mulligan letters, a series of notes that tied Blaine to a railroad scandal. It's the sort of political drama that you can't help but lean into. Blaine was accused of undue influence and corruption, yet he managed to keep his career afloat amidst the allegations. To our listeners who are passionate about ethics in politics, can you imagine how such a scandal would play out in today's 24-hour news cycle? Despite the scandal, Blaine secured the Republican nomination for president in 1884. The election was intense, and to those of you who keep tabs on political thrillers, this was one for the ages. But alas, it was not to be for Blaine. He was narrowly defeated by his Democratic opponent, Grover Cleveland. Now let's chat about Blaine's ideology. He was a staunch proponent of the protectionist economic policy, favoring tariffs on imported goods to protect domestic industries. It's an age-old debate that surfaces even today: protectionism versus free trade. Where do you stand on this spectrum? Blaine's influence extended beyond the borders of the United States. He was instrumental in expanding American influence in Latin America, an early advocate of what would become the Pan-American movement. The modern inter-American system, you can trace some of its roots back to Blaine's efforts. What do you think Blaine would say about today's geopolitical landscape? Following his presidential run, Blaine served as Secretary of State under two presidents, James Garfield and Benjamin Harrison. His diplomatic work, including the 1889 Pan-American Conference, helped shape America's role on the world stage. Blaine was a man who understood the power of alliances and the importance of America's position in global politics. But every influential figure has a sunset to their day. Blaine's health began to falter, and he declined the nomination for a second presidential race in 1892. On January 27, 1893, just days before his 63rd birthday, James G. Blaine passed away. So what can we learn from the tale of James G. Blaine? Here was a man who knew how to command a room, who understood the inner workings of the political machine, who sought to position his country as a dominant force on the world stage, and yet who also reminded us that power and controversy often walk hand in hand. Think about the figures in today's political arena. Do you see echoes of Blaine's brand of politics? The charm, the ambition, the pursuit of influence? Is his story a compelling reminder that history might not repeat itself, but it often rhymes? On this reflective note, I encourage you to explore more about James G. Blaine. Not just the Wikipedia page, although that's a fantastic starting point, but the deeper history. Dive into the archives, read his speeches, analyze his policies, and ask yourself how the Blaines of the past shape our present. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to pose one last question to you, our insightful audience. What qualities do you think are most important in a political leader? And how do those qualities stand up in the face of adversity and scandal? Thank you for tuning into Wikipedia. As always, we invite you to engage with this topic. Share your thoughts, your discoveries, and your perspectives. Together, let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep turning the pages of history and unraveling the stories of those who walked before us. This is Wikipedia, where every entry is a new chapter in the vast narrative of our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, James G. Blaine. Thanks for listening. See you next time.